the Boom Bap Hour, and I'm your host, Miss Ruby V, and I am right here with Vigilante. What's really good? How you doing today?
Everything is really good, and I'm highly blessed, highly favored. I can't complain about anything.
Yes. Well, we are so happy that you joined us here, you know, on this beautiful day today. And just please take a moment to let our audience know everything about you, what you have going on, who are you as an artist, and where you're from as well.
Well, born in Flint, Michigan, raised in Benton Harbor. I've been in Atlanta since 2010. And I started off doing music, branched off into the acting, that branched off into modeling, that branched off into me being a public figure. And then once I started doing my brand ambassador stuff, that led into different partnerships. So then I became a brand partner, and then I became an influencer around the same time that the influencer became an actual thing for social media. Then I got verified on Instagram, and I became a marketing expert on social media. And then I branched off. I started doing celebrity boxing after I seen how much money Jake Paul made from the thing. And I recently just got nominated for a Rising Artist of the Year, and I received my award in October. So I became award nominated. So yeah, in a nutshell.
That is dope. Yes. And you say you got nominated. Like, where did you get nominated? Like, what awards did you get nominated for?
It's called the Black Only Awards. So for everybody.
Black Only Awards. Yes. Definitely was so proud to be a part of that. That was Black excellence all across the board. That was so dope.
Familiar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that is very, very dope. Well, again, congratulations on your award. I know it was very well deserved.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So you are just like a triple threat going on here, okay? You have the music, you have modeling and acting. So, I mean, you had like some really great roles. You used Barbershop 3 and Alvin and the Chipmunks 4. Now, I must say that two of those shows are close and dear to my heart, which is For My Man and Fatal Attraction. If you could tell, I'm a crime drama person. Yes. So, I mean, how did you get involved in the acting portion of it? Like, how did it transition into that?
So, like, you want me to take you to the very beginning?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so what happened was that I was a fan of, well, not I was, I'm a fan of Trevor Jackson. And Trevor Jackson, for those who don't know, is a Disney Channel star. And he was the lead character on the remake of Superfly. And he was also in the movie Let It Shine. He was the one who was pretending to be Truth. So Trev, very talented R&B singer and actor, he was shooting a movie here in Atlanta called Sons to the Grave. So I went down there. I took two trains and two buses in January. And I went on a set. I walked past security. I walked past Crafty, which is where you get your food. I walked past everything, and I went right back to the back room where him and his mom was sitting and other actors. And we took pictures, we played the piano, we chopped it up. And I was on my way out the door, and he asked me that I want to stay and be in his movie. And I was like, I don't really know nothing about acting or anything like that. And he was just like, you know, if you just go to that back room right there, then they'll lead you into the direction that you need to go to be in the movie. I didn't know at the time he was pointing me to extras holding. So okay. I went to Extras Holding, and we did our thing. You know, I didn't get paid or anything like that, and it wasn't anything significant because nobody else was in the scene but us. Okay. I didn't understand that was like filling the movie filler at the time because I wasn't in the acting world. So I went home, two buses, two trains, and I didn't think much of it. The next month, my stepdad told me that V103, a very big radio station here in Atlanta, was having a casting call for Alvin and the Chipmunks 4 and Barbershop 3. So I'm a fan of the series of both of those. And so I surprisingly was like, I don't care and I don't want to do it. He was like, why? And we just like had conversations about it. And I was just like, you know, I'm focused on this music. I got this tape coming out. I got this feature I'm about to do that. I started in 2010. This is 2015. So this is 5 years of no money and very little success within the music. But I'm still a kid at the time. So it didn't really matter. And so he reminded me of this probably like 3 or 4 more times. And then I was just like, oh my God. Okay, let me just apply. So I applied. And when I applied, the very next day, I got a call from Alvin and Chipmunks 4. And they were like, yo, we would love to have you on set. And I said, cool. This is what later I found out was a confirmation email that was sent to my email with the location, the pay rate and all of that stuff. And I went on set. I did 3 days of background. I didn't think much of it. I was hopping off the bus and the train still. And I didn't really know there was a pay because on the first thing I did, there was no pay. So when when you do background extras, it takes about 3 to 4 weeks for the check to come. So I got called to do Barbershop 3 a couple of weeks after that at the same studio. And I remember I was there and I was networking with so many people that my Instagram went up like 20 followers that day. And this is all people that are like moving and shaking around the acting community that I know nothing about. And I remember I was eating lunch and I had like 10 bad girls around me. We just chopping it down. And I look up and one of them trying to talk to me and I'm just like, and I see Nikki walk in, Common, Eve, Q, Cedric, JB Smooth, DL, Regina Hall, all of them just walked right in the room. And I'm just like,
oh my God.
I hear from an email submission that I didn't even want to do. There's something to this that I'm in my own way about something right now and I need to move. And that was the confirmation. And then I went home that night and remember I said that the checks take a month to come. So I got 3 checks from Alvin and the Chipmunks, and it was more than I had been paid in all 5 years of music and 3 days of acting. And that was entry level.
So you got a speaking role as well, or was it just it was extra as well?
This was extras. So I probably got paid for that whole day. I think I got paid like $200 each day for me to be a background extra. So I told myself, if I got paid $200, what did they get paid for per day?
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you something. That's actually really good for an extra role because I actually have been an extra as well. Well, probably because it was some years ago, but you know, but that is definitely good. Definitely good. That's awesome. So man, that's cool. That is so cool. Yes. Now let's talk about your music. So you also are working on a project right now. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. So tell us about that project.
Well, this project is called Flawless Victory. And I've always known that I wanted my album to be called Flawless Victory. I actually have it tattooed on my arm, Flawless and Victory over here. And I got these tattoos done years ago. So.
Got the what? Mortal Kombat?
Now that's the kind of, yes. It's like a mixture of that. And then it's a mixture of, you hear people's albums, a lot of them have fillers on their albums. My album, I've always looked at music like it's a patient thing. Like I create my music the same way that Adele creates her music, or the same way that Childish Gambino creates his music, where it's just like super patient and they come out every once in a while. So if I drop an album, that means that I have a collection of stuff that I have to get out rather than a contractual obligation that I had to give y'all some stuff that y'all just have to digest by force. So with this Flawless Victory album, this has been in the crock pot for 5 years. And I have songs that I still play to this day that people are like, man, you need to put that out right now. It's not time.
It's, okay.
I got a movie soundtrack for this track waiting, and I got a campaign for this track waiting. And I'm very strategic with my rollouts and how I do certain things. And so with this project, it's 50% done. And what I'm doing right now is I'm taking all of my reference tracks that I used from back in the day when I used to buy YouTube beats and beats from other producers, and I'm filling those in with taking my newfound fame to fill those in with A-list singers. So like I took my song Fly Away that I did as a reference track, and I put Dondre and Nicole from So Death on that track. And then after I did the live with Bow Wow, I was going to take one of my verses off of my song and throw him on the second verse of something, so that way I can have reputable features that spark more attention and also let people know what new level I'm operating on.
Yes, definitely. Well, we're going to have to play some of those tracks from Flawless Victory for sure, so we can let everybody know, you know, say how flawless it is. Yes, we definitely do. For sure. Okay, so I have a question for you. So as an artist, why do you feel you chose hip hop? Why did it speak to you that this is what you wanted to do?
I might be the perfect person to ask that question to, because my music treads so many lines. Like the Dondria song that I have, the Fly Away song, when I play it, people ask me all of the time, so what Christian station is that going to be on? And I tell them all the time, it's not a Christian song. But if you look at it as a gospel song, I don't care, because the checks still go to the same place. And if that entices you to want to play the song because of that, who am I to get in your way of the way that you feel? So instead of me telling people what genre of music I am, I let the music be out there, and then you tell me what genre you pick up from it. And then you call that local station and you get it put on there since you feel that strongly about it.
Wow. Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing about, you know, hip hop music. It's all art. And, you know, just thinking about it, even in artistic terms, think about it. It's like, just like you just said, you let your work speak for itself and let the audience put their input on what they got from it. So it's almost like, think about if you go into like art gallery and you see like an abstract painting, well, this person's going to see this thing and this person's going to get this from it, but it's up to their own interpretation. So that's like the really dope thing about it. You know what I mean? So yes. So growing up where, you know, you did, do you feel like it influenced your musical influences as far as like, you know, just kind of like how you grew up and, you know, maybe the things you were around or any kind of musical influences or anything that contributed to who you are today as an artist?
Yeah, everything. Like my music is like a big salad, And when I grew up with my uncle being the leader of ministry at the church. And that taught me instruments. That taught me choir. That taught me to turn the beat off right now and y'all could just sing on some that movie called when they just singing and they use and they don't have no beat and it's all acapella. Yeah, what is that called? The move Pitch Perfect, on some Pitch Perfect type stuff. Pitch Perfect. I learned from an early age how to work instruments with the crowd, with the choir, with actual composition. That's the part of music that actually left. It's composition. When I watch the Temptations movie, what I'm seeing is composition. You have to know that when you hear the song Ain't Too Proud to Beg, that the drummer is going to come in with the drum roll and he's going to go straight to the hi-hat. And then Dave is going to sing and everybody else is not going to do any background vocals until he's done with that part. That's composing. And that element is the element that I miss, and it's the element that I'm one of the few artists that I still do that to this very day. So when Dondria, when I brought the song to Dondria, I had a composition of, I want you to do this, I want these runs to be here, I want this note to be here, and I want it to blend in this way when you do your harmonies. And she was very impressed about the fact that I had that done, and it came from my early upbringing. I was a huge Michael Jackson fan, still am.
I was just about to say, that reminds me. Keep going, keep going.
Jackson fan, huge Usher fan. I got into him when he dropped the Confessions album. I was a huge 50 Cent fan. Get Rich or Die Trying and The Blueprint 2 by Jay-Z were the first two rap albums that I had ever heard as a kid. And just the work ethic of Lil Wayne with the mixtapes that showed me how to have consistency within the industry. Drake's nostalgia has shown me marketing and longevity. And Jay-Z's business acumen has shown me how to drop projects. When he did that deal with Verizon and he sold 1 million copies before the album even came out, that right there let me know that anybody that does a release date after that, you just stuck in the past. Now, you can still do release dates, but at least have some form of creativity that goes along with it. So that's why I decided that I'm not going to drop Flawless Victory until I do something more creative than dropping my album with Verizon. And I have a lot of ideas on the table right now.
Okay. Well, you best believe that when we circle back again, we're going to be very excited to see the evolution of everything that you're currently doing. And I just must say that everything that, you know, you've described in your interview, as far as like, you know, all the components of how you put together, like your music and the whole process, I'm very impressed. And just want to tell you, I mean, it just makes me want to listen to the, you know, everything that you have coming up even more.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So before we wrap it up, just please let us know everywhere that, well, first of all, do you have any shout outs that you want to give to anyone, anything like that before we wrap it up?
I think who really deserves a shout out from me right now. You know what, at this current moment, I want to give a shout out to the Black Only Awards for nominating me for Rising Artist of the Year. And I really want to give them a legit from the heart shout out, because that's not something that I paid for. Everything in the industry is all slots and all behind the scenes mumbo jumbo, but that's really something that I legit woke up to. And I was on a list that I had no type of indication or bearing that it was gonna happen before it was actually set to happen. So these past couple of years, I've been
Would you like to, do we lose you? You got frozen for a second. You still there with me? All right, yeah, we're gonna pause for a second so we can see exactly, go back to everything. One moment, please. All right, y'all, we had a little technical mishap real quick, but we back. So, once again, you have any shout outs that you want to give before we wrap it up?
Yes. I wanted to give a shout out to the Black Only Awards for nominating me for Rising Artist of the Year. I wanted to give a shout out to Black Only Filmmakers for putting Dion on the cover of the magazine after him producing so many number one movies, and us him telling the world that this was his first time ever being on the cover of a magazine after years and years and years and years and years of giving us classic movies. And also, I want to give a shout out to Celebrity Boxing for considering me for their next card. And I hope that I put on a great performance for you guys. And I, you know, I can't wait to see the results. I can't wait to see the pay stub afterward. I can't wait to see the trajectory of my career afterward as well.
So wait a minute, Celebrity Boxing. So are you boxing another celebrity?
Yeah.
So who you go? Did they tell you who you're going to be boxing?
I'm just in training right now.
Oh, okay. Wow, this is going to be dope. Definitely can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that's going to be going. My goal is to break television.
Yes, yes. So we're going to be definitely following you every step of the way on that for sure. And please tell everyone where we can find everything Vigilante, your social media, your website, everything.
So that's at Vigilante, L-O-M, V-I-G-I-L-A-N-T-E-L-O-M. I am helping people get their blue check. So just shoot me a DM and I will help you with your verification process. If you're trying to get into acting, if you're trying to get into modeling, just let me know. I have a bunch of advice for you. I'm also giving out financial advice on my page. Now that Instagram is paying. And speaking of them paying, I'm helping people get into the Reels bonus program as well. So just reach out to me. I have a radio tour list that I just compacted of 70 different media platforms that I've been on as well. And I'm also packaging that list as well. So I've become like a one-stop shop for the industry.
Okay, most definitely. Well, we're going to have to definitely have you be a part of our concert series, which is called Bars for Your Minds. So, you know, you're going to be coming with them bars, everything like that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to just feature some of the dopest artists. So we definitely want you on the roster for sure. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, most definitely. Well, again, Vigilante, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with us, chopping it up with us. And y'all make sure that y'all follow everything that he is doing right now. We're going to be playing something from Flawless Victory. And don't go anywhere. It's the Boom Bap Hour. Keep it locked.